Arena, 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. What will Rudy Giuliani do? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a big question after Democrats subpoenaed President Trump's personal lawyer, accusing Giuliani of being at the heart of the Trump-Ukraine call controversy, saying he got the president to ask for a Joe Biden investigation. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Rudy Giuliani telling Sean Hannity on Fox News that he's noncommittal about whether he'll respond to a subpoena from the House Intelligence Committee to provide documents related to his contacts with Ukrainian officials. Asked if he'll testify.
I don't know if they let me use video tapes and tape recordings that I have, if they let me get some of the evidence that I gathered.
In a letter sent to Giuliani, three House committee chairmen wrote that Giuliani's refusal to comply with the subpoena would constitute evidence of obstruction of the House's impeachment inquiry. Dave?
The New York Times reports the president also put pressure on Australia's prime minister. Though Australia initiated the contact in May, writing to Attorney General Barr, it will support his inquiries in the probe into origins of the Russia-Trump campaign investigation. The State Department has confirmed the U.S. and North Korea will resume nuclear talks within the next week.
A North Korean statement expressing optimism, although in recent weeks the country has been clear that it wants the U.S. to show more flexibility. Talks aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons program stalled in February.
Fox's Simon Owen in Hong Kong. That's tear gas being fired as police clash with pro-democracy protesters who were throwing bricks and gas bombs at them. One 18-year-old demonstrator was wounded, shot in the chest by an officer. A jury in Dallas will deliberate a second day if a former cop is a murderer.
A guilty verdict in this case does not mean you hate police.
Rose prosecutor Jason Fine in his closing. Amber Geiger claims it was a mistake. She shot him thinking he was an intruder in her home or neighbor, when in reality Geiger went to the wrong apartment on the wrong floor of her building. America's listening to Fox News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Two of the Democrats in the crowded presidential race are the first to open their books now that the third quarter is over.
Bernie Sanders' campaign says it's raised more than $25 million over the past 3 months, with an average donation of around $18. The campaign says the numbers are boosted by a record-breaking wave of donations in September. Meanwhile, rival Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, raised a little more than $19 million in the third quarter of this year, a decrease in his campaign's fundraising efforts over the summer. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
All four of the inmates who broke out of a jail in Gallia County, Ohio, early Sunday are back behind bars, captured in North Carolina. Three were found in Cary, the other about 12 hours later in Durham.
However, the investigation does not end with the arrests. According to the sheriff, there was a car waiting for them when they made the jailbreak. The four of them overpowered a couple of female correctional officers with a makeshift knife, then forced their way out a secured door. One of them, Bryn Martin, according to police, had escaped from jail before. Sheriff Champlin complained the 22-bed jail is 50 years old. It's understaffed. Of the staff he has, they are underpaid. And on the day of the escape, two had called in sick.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin, a student in Virginia who created a racial controversy at her school, now admits what she said happened didn't.
12-year-old Amari Allen, who's African-American, had told several media outlets last week she was bullied by three of her white sixth-grade classmates at Emanuel Christian School in suburban D.C. The girl claimed the boys called her hair ugly during recess and cut her dreadlocks off, but Allen is now admitting the story, which made national news, was a lie, and her family issued an apology Monday to the boys, the school, and the community. The school principal has sent a letter to parents confirming the accusations were false. The incident happened at the same school where Vice President Mike Pence's wife is a part-time teacher. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been rising ahead of the opening bell in about a half hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Thanks, Dave. It's 8:05. I'm Diane Ducey. We've got your local news, and it's brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. They've got a 2-year warranty on all their work. You can call 586-PIPE or see their Facebook page or call Tim Culver and the crew, 586-PIPE, or visit ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to repair a water valve, Illinois American Water and Shaw Brothers will close one southbound lane of Neal Street between Bradley Avenue and Eureka Street. That closure starts today. It'll reopen this Friday. Southbound traffic will be reduced to one lane. The interim director of the University of Illinois New Discovery Partners Institute is leaving to become the Dean of Engineering College at Carnegie Mellon. Bill Sanders' resignation is effective January 1st. University of Illinois President Tim Kylene said he's already started identifying potential successors for Sanders at the Discovery Partners Institute. The News Gazette says Kylene says he expects a seamless transition to the new DPI leader over the next 3 months. Kylene says Sanders has led development of the operations and business plan for DPI, plus a study that'll measure projected economic impact. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com. Our forecast looks great today. We've got still summer-like conditions with a high around 90 expected, 70 our low tonight. Some chance of a shower late and then into tomorrow's forecast. We've got a high 84 expected tomorrow, down to around 64 in the evening. Now come Thursday and Friday, high around 67, down into the upper 40s at night. That's definitely fall. I know the farmers have been confused on what Mother Nature has given us lately. But again, high near 90 today, and we're currently at 72. 8:07 on ESPN 93.5. And I welcome to our studios Officer Kelly Walton from Champaign Police Department. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. It's early. It's early.
We have our law enforcement officer of the month. Pretty cool to get the tap. I know Stevie J would love to have been here, but he's in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to send Stevie an email or a memo or something to let him know. You know, I would have came to Europe.
Exactly.
I would have made that trip.
You need to do the interview live in the Netherlands.
Right there. Exactly.
You want a tour of the windmills?
Yes, absolutely. I want to be right there with him. Side by side.
You are originally from St. Louis, so you felt right at home here at ESPN 93.5 with all the Cardinal stuff hanging around.
Oh, I knew it was going to be a good day. As soon as I walked in the door and I seen the little bouquet there, this is Cardinals Nation, and then I got an opportunity to ring the bell like I was at like some 5-star hotel or something. I was like, today's going to be a good day.
I love it. So what do you think about the Cardinals and working their way into October?
Love it. You know, I'm originally from St. Louis, so of course, you know, it's Redbird Nation all year long. You know, strong. So, yeah, we're here for the second part of the real season now is when it starts now. So,
exactly. Yeah. Now, you started in Champaign Police Department around March of 2014. Let's talk about that journey from St. Louis to Champaign. How did that happen?
Yeah, so back in 2010, me and 39 other candidates started off in our academy in St. Louis. We did something that hadn't been done in quite a long time. We all graduated 40 strong. Like I said, that hadn't been done in several years, where everyone in that group graduated. So that was a great accomplishment in itself. And then of course we became police officers. So I served there in the St. Louis Metro Department, not East St. Louis, because a lot of people when I say St. Louis they think, is it East St. Louis? No, it's St. Louis, Missouri, East St. Louis, Illinois. But I was honored to work in the Central Patrol. Then from there, I worked downtown. So, I've worked a lot of Cardinals games and Rams when they were there, and then some Blues details and. Love my city though. Love my city. Then from there, I guess if I could take a LeBron reference here, I got some experience on the street there and just wanted a different vibe, just wanted a different look, for my kids. Decided to take my talents up north here to, Champaign. Got the philosophy from Chief Cobb. You know, he wanted, some experienced officers to come in and fill the roles of being, community police officers, community relations. And, that's one of the callings and one of the reasons why I became a police officer, to be, interacting with the community. And so, with that philosophy, I was like, hey, it's a no-brainer. So, I put my bid in, and here I am almost 6 years later.
Officer Kelly Walton is with me from the Champaign Police Department. Let's talk about that calling. When did you feel that you should step up and wear the uniform?
Yeah, it's funny. I've always been drawn to a uniform. My dad is, rest in peace. My dad is gone, but he was in the military, and so in the Army. So I've always been accustomed of seeing that, being in the Army and seeing how honorable that was. I wanted to emulate that, and so I had a choice. I guess this was my fork in the road. It was either become a police officer or a firefighter. And, something just kind of dawned on me. Like, what? That fire is really hot.
It is.
It's really hot. I was like, I think I have more of my skill set for working with people than I do with fire. So, once I started seeing a lot of my peers and my colleagues, get into the profession, I was like, wow, this is pretty interesting. I'm not really like a firearms guru, but I've always had an interest in guns. And so, so people, guns, put them together. Here we go. Police officer.
Okay. Interesting. Well, thanks for explaining your path with your father being in the military.
Yeah.
Was it he more of a disciplinarian and
a
tight ship at the house?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, everybody knows being coming from a military family, you travel. And so, I think at one point in time, we were in Omaha, Nebraska, where it was just bitterly cold. It snowed, feet and feet. So, I was kind of glad to get out of that area, move back into the Missouri, Illinois area. So,
okay, very good. Yeah. Well, thanks for explaining your path. You mentioned kids. Do they look up to you in this role as a police officer?
It depends on the day. It depends on the day. I mean, my youngest, she when I come home, from shift, she always asks me, did I get the bad guys? Or, now she's really trying to get, understand, my role, my position, being four, she's got some idea, but don't have all of it there. So, but she's kind of learning. Then of course, my oldest, he's like, yeah, dad, you're a police officer. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
You know how 14 years old.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, as far as, what you do, you're also part of the hostage negotiator unit with the Champaign Police Department and the Risk Watch presenter. Mm-hmm. Explain what that's all about.
Yeah, so I wear quite a bit of hats there. I am a hostage negotiator. I am a crisis intervention officer. I also do the Risk Watch, which I love. It gives me an opportunity to go out and speak to the second and third graders here in the city.
Nice.
Give them knowledge and some tips on bike and pedestrian safety, and to see these kids' face when I walk in uniform and they ask me 1,000 questions. Of course, about 98% of those are not bike and pedestrian safety related, but I still love the interaction and seeing their faces and them being excited to see a police officer. And I try to give them, whether it be stickers or pencils or something to give back to them and say, hey, I appreciate you guys paying attention to me for this, 20, 25 minutes.
Exactly. So. Officer Walton, I appreciate you explaining some parts of your career with Champaign Police.
Yes.
Do you have a goal of working with kids in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. I guess in the near future here, I'm pursuing a school resource officer position, which, that would basically place me in the school to be able to educate and of course continue to be a law enforcement official, and maybe even kind of help the kids, you know, when they're having tough times, you know, to kind of advise them and give them some guidance. So that's my short-term goal, to try to become a school resource officer. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just kind of my niche, you know, dealing with kids and community. And right now we've got so much of a disconnect between the youth and the community. So I love that challenge of being able to kind of reach back and kind of giving them some direction and some guidance.
How can we encourage a better bond between police and community?
Yeah. Well, I think it starts on both sides. I think it starts on, as far as the law enforcement side, being more active, meaning, you know, sometimes you got to get out of your car and just start speaking to people, engaging in them, and as well as citizens. I mean, you know, this is a job that's tough and demanding, and a lot of times the people that we deal with are not always happy to see us. Mm-hmm. But you know, those small instances or chances when you're able to say, hey, you know, Officer Walton, you know, how you doing today, or something, you know, to at least open the dialogue to conversation. Once you start that dialogue, then you'll find out that, you know, we're people too. Just because we wear a badge and a gun doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we're out of tune with things. It's just our job just requires a certain focus. And so communication and talking, that's really what it's about, bottom line.
That's key to everything,
yeah,
really.
Absolutely.
We're spotlighting Officer Kelly Walton, Champaign Police Department, as our Law Enforcement Officer of the Month. That has a nice ring to it.
It really does. I might get that like a plaque or something.
Let's end with something nice. Like, what do you like to do in your free time?
Oh, man. Let's see. When I'm not at work, which is, I love that, not being at work sometimes, but vacationing, traveling, riding motorcycles, you know, being with my family.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, you're an excellent guy to come on into our studios and be featured here at Stevie J Broadcasting as our Law Enforcement Officer of the Month. We're glad to pat you on the back. Officer Kelly Walton, Champaign Police Department, ESPN 93.5.
Combine an elegant atmosphere with delectable dishes that seem to melt in your mouth, and you have a dining experience at Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign. Miga Restaurant serves as the perfect place for you to relax and reward your hunger for delicious food. It's all about high-quality ingredients, freshly cooked, with care and attention. Miga Restaurant. What are you waiting for?
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Mulder Financial is your one-stop mortgage shop. I'm Jay Lehman, former All-American for the University of Illinois. I'm now a licensed real estate agent, and I get to work with mortgage brokers all the time. But who do I prefer most, and who do I use to put a loan on my own home? Mulder Financial. Quick pre-approval. Great rates. Mulder Financial, your one-stop mortgage shop. Visit MulderFinancial.com or in person at the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the Crossing to start your journey now.
It was great to get some insight from Jay Lehman yesterday during the Jeremy Warner Show here on ESPN 93.5 from 9 to 11. Great insight, and the Illini will be facing Minnesota coming up this weekend. And, of course, the Cardinals and our Redbird recap is typically what we hit about this time in the morning.
The Cardinals wrapped up the National League Central Division Championship on Sunday and now get set for the Atlanta Braves. The NLDS will begin for the Cardinals and Braves in Atlanta on Thursday. Games 1 and 2 Thursday, Friday, before the series shifts back to St. Louis for Game 3 on Sunday, Game 4 if necessary Monday, Game 5 if necessary in Atlanta on Wednesday. Cardinals Chairman Bill DeWitt Jr.
We've competed every year, and you know, one thing or another, we haven't made the playoffs the last three, but we had a great run before that. You know, we want to keep it going. And so I think, you know, we've got a good concept of what we try to accomplish, and fortunately paid off.
Tonight, Washington hosts Milwaukee for the National League Wild Card game. The winner heads to Los Angeles to start the NLDS against the Dodgers. I'm Chris Raby on the Cardinals Radio Network.
And, of course, as a Cubs fan, I know they're considering former catcher David Ross on the list to be the new manager, according to Theo Epstein. ESPN 93.5, we've got your Fox Business Minute coming your way at 20 after. It's brought to you by Provident Financial Group, partnerships you can trust. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Our forecast calling for warm conditions today with the sunshine, high 90, 84 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers, and then up to 67 for Thursday and Friday. Cooler for us. ESPN 93.5.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Dorel, the parent company of Schwinn and Cannondale Bike, says it will stop paying a dividend after this month because tariffs have cut into its business. Dorel, which is based in Canada, also makes maxi cozy child seats and strollers. The company says it raised prices midway through the summer quarter to account for tariffs rising from 10% to 25%, and it had a much greater impact on its business than the previous 10% tariffs. Pilots at Southwest Airlines are now predicting it'll be February or March before the Boeing 737 MAX returns to service. Leaders of the union representing pilots at Southwest say they will need to be retrained, and checklists for pilots will need to be updated, and that will take time. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
ESPN 93.5, I'm welcoming Kelly Hill to our studio line, and she's with the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation to talk about their relationship with our rural community in our schools. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Diane. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Let's talk about this open house tomorrow.
Yeah. We've been running this collaboration with Hendrick House and a small landowner in the Champaign and Urbana Public Schools for about 4 years now. And we've been developing this small little plot of land into a farm. We have edible gardens. We have a composting station. There's irrigation. There's solar timed irrigation. We have chickens. We have a hawk. There's some ducks. We have a weather station. So it's an amazing outdoor kind of place to take kids on a field trip for a little mini glimpse of what it's like to be on a farm.
That sounds awesome. Is this a new concept?
Cool. It's a grant that we did 4 or 5 years ago with Urbana and Champaign. So Edison Middle School kids and Urbana High School kids are the two predominant groups that go out there. But we've had over 300 kids out on the farm in the last couple of years, just taking little mini field trips and learning about agriculture and learning about sustainable gardening and, you know, just a variety of things. So we had an open house last year to talk a little bit about it. And this year we've been working on a pavilion. Last year, Farm Credit Illinois donated $25,000 to the foundation. And we've been working on constructing an outdoor, what we call a classroom. It's really just kind of like a large picnic shelter with a concrete floor. We're still working on it. It's not quite done, but we are going to dedicate it. And we're going to have an open house for the community to kind of come out and see what we're doing.
All right. As a person from Tolono, I've been on farms many times. I think this is just such a terrific experience for these kids. Many of them probably never have experienced the farm.
Well, it's shocking, Diane. You know, kids come, they run off the school bus and they're like, oh my God, it's a real hog. Can I touch it? Can I feed it? And then they watch it flop into the mud pond and they're just like, oh my God, get away from me. So, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what farms are like. There's a lot of there's just no information because kids really haven't been out there. So we have them digging in the dirt and we have them planting things and watching things grow and nurture. You know, we've got these amazing chickens. The older kids are studying chicken genetics, and you know, it's really been a fantastic opportunity. You know, it's 6 minutes from Champaign, so it's not too far, a little further from Urbana, but you know, we're really trying to work with our science teachers in both districts to bring kids out there and to just take a little sampling of what we have going on and give them a chance to really turn the curriculum into a really hands-on experience for the kids.
I love it. I'm visiting with Kelly Hill, Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Let's talk about where this farm is and the open house tomorrow from 5 to 7 and how we can be a part.
Sure, sure. Well, it's a free event. Anybody's welcome to come in the community. It'll be tomorrow evening, which is the October 2nd, Wednesday evening. We'll be set up between 5 and 7. We realize the sun's going down a little bit earlier, but you can just come on out. I'll tell you a second where you're going, but we'll have small little stations for you to kind of see the different activities the kids have been participating in. We'll have both students and teachers from both districts out there. We'll have Betsy's Bistro from Hendrick House. We'll have their food truck out there so you can grab a snack and something to drink while you're there. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll actually do a formal dedication where we'll have a few people speak, and we'll thank the volunteers that have helped us build this pavilion. Of course, thank Farm Credit Illinois for their vision in providing the funding. And that'll only last 15, 20 minutes, and then people are free to. It was very informal. You can come out any time between 5 and 7, but really at 6 o'clock, we'll have the dedication. You can bring your kids, family members. We've invited lots of agricultural folks in the community just to kind of see what we're doing and hope to engage them in adding more things to the farm for the kids to experience.
Kelly, am I setting my GPS? Yeah, what's the location?
Okay, the GPS is 3004 North Rising Road. So if you take 150 from Champaign headed toward Muhammad, you make a left on Rising Road, and as you're headed south, it'll be about a mile up on your left side. It's a big red barn. There's a sign on the road. You can't miss it. It says Fowler Farm. And you'll just drive on into the driveway. We'll have people parking cars because we expect a pretty big crowd. But there's plenty of parking out there. And you'll see across the street from us is the Hendrick House Farm. They have 10 acres where they actually grow their crops that they use in the Betsy's Bistro, all their catering, and also in their university dorm facility. So we will be giving tours of the Hendrick House Farm as well because they're just across the little crushed driveway from us. So it's a great experience, a great opportunity to kind of see what's going on in our community in the farming world, and also see what our Uniform 116 kids are learning about the future, maybe in agriculture.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Kelly. What is the website for more details?
They can go to our website, cuschoolsfoundation.org or cusf.org. They can also call 398-2873 if they have a question. But 3004 North Rising Road in Champaign will get them right there.
Awesome. Thanks for being on this morning.
Appreciate it, Diane. Take care. Have a great day.
Take care. ESPN 93.5.
Hi. Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms that nuclear talks with North Korea are restarting.
North Korean state media saying meetings have been set for Friday and Saturday. The location is unknown. Talks aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons program have been stalled for months after a summit in February between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without a deal.
Fox's Simon Owen. A jury in Dallas is deliberating the case of a former police officer, Amber Geiger, charged with murdering a man in his apartment, mistaking it for her own. Prosecutor Jason Fine says conviction isn't anti-police.
This has to do with that defendant making unreasonable decisions.
Geiger says she parked on the wrong level and got off on the wrong floor. Defense attorney Toby Shook says 92 neighbors report having done the same thing.
So when you're considering whether it's a reasonable mistake, consider that.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Gordman's is planning a job fair on October 9th to get ready for the upcoming holiday shopping season. The store is seeking cashiers, sales associates, and stockroom associates. The job fair is October 9th, 3 until 8 p.m. at the store at 1901 North Market Street C. You can apply online at gordmans.com/holiday-hiring. The new executive director of the Urbana Business Association is Darius White, who for the last 7 years has worked in program and major events for the Champaign Park District and Eastern Illinois University. He is currently with the Park District as adult and senior coordinator at Douglas Park. In order to repair a water valve, Illinois American Water and Shaw Brothers will close one southbound lane of Neal Street between Bradley Avenue and Eureka Street. That closure starts today. It'll reopen this Friday. Southbound traffic will be reduced to one lane. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We've got our forecast, and it's brought to you by Busey. I'm going to inform you about the expertise and experience of Busey Wealth Management in just a moment. You can develop a strategy to meet your needs as you contact a wealth management professional at Busey.com or any of their many convenient locations. We've got sunshine today, high 90 expected, down to 70 into the evening tonight. Tomorrow's high at 84, starting out partly cloudy, and then there's the chance for some showers. We've got a high of 70 come Thursday and like 67 on Friday. So the fall weather is definitely upon us. Here we are, the first day of October. The temperature right now is at 73 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5. Busey Wealth Management experts are committed to making your money work hard for you. Nearly a century of experience advising individuals, businesses, and foundations, from preparing for a child's college experience, planning for retirement. They've got over 100 wealth management professionals that can help you prepare for whatever the road of life takes you on. And they're a dedicated partner. They have professional advice and personal service guiding your financial decisions every step of the way. Certified trust and financial advisors can be found at Busey.com. Consider a wealth management professional to establish your financial dreams. Busey will develop a strategy to help you meet your needs. Member FDIC, again, Busey.com.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, as well as Luther Falls. Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Hope your morning's going well. ESPN 93.5. I know I'm looking forward to Saturday and being out at Meadowbrook Park to be a part of the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And one of our coordinators for the event, Ashley Walter, is joining me on the phone line at ESPN 93.5. Hi, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are things as we're in the stretch? You got your game face on?
I sure do. We are almost there, just a few days away, and we're ready.
Now, when it comes to Alzheimer's, I bet we all know someone who has suffered with Alzheimer's. I know for me, it's my husband's dad, and actually his mother suffering from some symptoms of it now, and keeps replaying the same memory over and over again, and sometimes doesn't recognize us when we go visit her in Danville. It's really sad to see this last chapter of life and the way Alzheimer's has affected their lives and in turn our lives when they don't recognize the kids or something like that. Let's talk about what you've seen with Alzheimer's.
Well, similar, I mean, we're all affected with it, sadly, and it just seems to exponentially grow. I know my grandpa suffered with it as well, and we lost him to the final stages of it. I think the biggest factor, people just don't realize the effect and the struggle that it is on the family, not even the individual suffering with the disease, but how hard and tough it is on the family itself. It's not a pretty way to lose someone.
That's right, and that's why we walk to end Alzheimer's on Saturday the 5th at Meadowbrook Park in the morning. More details on that coming up. I was shocked, Ashley, to read all the statistics. Is it like a quarter million victims with Alzheimer's in Illinois alone?
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it? Those numbers just keep growing. It just went down to every 65 seconds someone is diagnosed now. It was 67, so... Again, sadly, it just keeps growing.
And when
we're walking for that white flower, the end, that one survivor.
That when it comes to caretakers, too, I mean, you have to double that number then, it seems like, as folks affected by this and who have to keep care of their loved ones because they just simply can't. Some even forget how to eat.
Yeah, again, it's the biggest struggle, I think, on the caregivers, the family members, because your first choice isn't going to be to put them in assisted living. I mean, that's super hard. Luckily, we do have a lot of amazing facilities in our area that are equipped with the memory care, but It's a tough struggle, for sure.
When we talk about these amazing facilities that you just mentioned, Ashley, some of them are participating and are vendors at our event on Saturday morning at Meadowbrook Park, correct?
They sure are. Clark Lindsay is actually our premier sponsor this year. They're pretty fantastic, and they partner with us every year.
Awesome. Are there things that we'll notice there at this walk to entice people to come out in case they're just hearing about it for the first time?
Of course. We are really working hard to not only grow the awareness of walk itself and the association, but also we want to create more of a family-friendly event. So there's going to be a face painter, an animal balloon artist. Yourself's going to be there to provide us with some entertainment and music. We have refreshments. There's all kinds of things. And we're going to have beautiful weather and just know it.
So when we go through the agenda, let's talk about Saturday morning and what it looks like right off Race in Windsor at Meadowbrook Park.
You got it. So 8:30, registration opens. If you haven't registered yet or if you're already registered, you're going to start at that tent to get your wristbands, and then you you can go forward. We have promise flowers. We have your T-shirt pickup. Again, the refreshments. Opening ceremony will begin at 9:30. That's when the fun starts off. And then walk itself will start at 10 a.m.
I had worked in my first job at K104 back in the late 80s with Mike Hale. I noticed that Illinois Broadcasters Association will be stepping up to the mic.
They sure will. We have a lot of great speakers on Saturday. We're pretty excited about opening ceremonies.
All right, great. So if someone's just learning about this now, what's the best way to get all the details and maybe start collecting some funds so they can be a part?
Yeah, so, of course, online, ald.org/walk. We also have a Facebook group as well that we love to welcome members. We are having early registration this Wednesday at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Savoy from 4:30 to 7. So if you want to skip those lines or you haven't quite registered yet, please come see us. They're also being an amazing partner in doing a dine to donate. So if you haven't made dinner plans, definitely come out as well. Enjoy Buffalo Wild Wings. And then you can always reach me directly, too. My office phone number is just the 309-319-9066. I'm always here to help.
Wednesday the 2nd, 4:30 to 7, Buffalo Wild Wings in Savoy is what I took away from all that.
Yeah. Yes. Please come party with us.
Sounds awesome. And we'll be there on Saturday between 8 and noon, essentially. Again, opening ceremony around 9:30. Walk starts at 10. Ashley Walter, nice job on our walk to end Alzheimer's. I appreciate this.
Thank you so much, and thank you for asking me to join today.
All right. ESPN 93.5, always keeping you informed when it comes to happenings in our community. We appreciate folks texting in if they want to respond. If you have someone with Alzheimer's, you're going to be at the walk. It's 359-2255 here at ESPN 93.5, and we'll podcast later today at ESPNCU.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's always great to hear about CBJ travel and some of the experience that he's getting. I know I've traveled to the Netherlands. It's a fascinating area, especially with all the windmills. CBJ now on ESPN 93.5.
We're here with Kinderdijk Holland, part of the Netherlands. He is one of the best when it comes to the windmill tour. Firstly, what did we see today? Tell people what we saw.
You saw nice weather, nice wind, and wind we need for windmills. You saw a windmill turning with two sails because the power of the wind is rather strong. So therefore, we only put it on two sails. There's a possibility to let the mill turn with wind power two with four sails. until White Power 7 without sales. At this moment, the wind was not so strong. We didn't had, we needed so much power. Therefore, they put it on only two sails. The mill is pumping up the water from minus 90 to minus 30. 60, excuse me, there's only a difference of 30 centimeters. Therefore, the mill was rather a quick turning. But if the level is higher, if the mill pump more water, we put it on four sails instead of these two this morning.
So if we did not have the windmill, we would not have land. We would have flood.
That is not totally true, because this area, thousands of years ago, the first people can live here, and at that moment, the level of the river Lek, L-E-K is the name of the river, was hardly the same level as the land. But if you let the water going out, and it did that days, it is peat soil, and peat soil needs water. Without water, the land will sink. And the thousands of years people are living here, the level is 2 meters lower than thousands of years ago. Therefore, we need the pumps and so on to pump the water out. Otherwise, you can't live in this area.
Okay, you showed us a windmill that had a mom, a dad, and 13 children. What I counted were a total of three beds and a little area, maybe 10 by 15, where they lived most of the winter because it was too cold in other parts of the windmill. That was life in the 1850s?
Not only in the mills, also in the houses. The houses were small as well. And if the people are sleeping together, it will be warmer than if they have a big room where they sleep alone. Therefore, the bedrooms are very small, and the living sleeping with more than once in a bed.
People used body heat to stay warm, and the last people that lived there were in the 1950s?
1952, the last people went out in that mill, and the mills we're living people in now, there are 16 in this area, have the same foundation as the mill you were in too, because all the mills can pump water. And the foundation, in the foundation is the small living room still, and the people living on other stairs. So in the living room, they have a turning king shaft.
My dear, I really appreciate you and your knowledge, and thank you for being such a gracious host, and thank you so much for being on the radio with me.
I thank you, your visitors, and I think you joined the tour. And have a nice vacation.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Mind Dirt on ESPN 93.5.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'll email you.
Great to hear Stevie J and his travels with Stevie J Travel. I thought Supertramp Take the Long Way Home would be a good song to play underneath them. So fun to hear different perspectives of his travels and him bringing it to us. We've got your sports headlines to get to shortly. Another weather forecast. Jeremy Warner's show comes your way from 9 to 11. Our offer this morning, as folks were texting in the word money, was from Prospect Bank. $100 to start a new account? Sounds terrific. You must use it within 7 days and fill out a survey and let us know what your experience was like as we work with the folks at Prospect Bank this morning. Again, the word money was texted 359-2255 on ESPN 93.5.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. This Monday, September 30th, is the beginning of what Champaign-Urbana has been waiting for all year, the Country Arbor's annual Fall Sale and Kids Day. The sale goes from Monday the 30th to Sunday, October 6th. Every shrub, tree, and perennial is on sale, all at least 20% off. While the sale's for the adults, Saturday, October 5th is for the kids. We'll have a giant slide, fall decorating, Russ and his amazing turtles, and all of our equipment out for kids to play on and take pictures. So come out for our sale all week, and Kids Day is October 5th. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Well, Cubs fans, a little disappointed not being in the postseason. But now, are we hopeful about the things that manager Theo Epstein is saying? I know that David Ross, former catcher for the Cubs, has been on the short list and that he's reviewing different opportunities. So it makes it interesting for Cubs fans as they look at who will be the next manager for the Chicago Cubs. We've got more details with Trevor Valise doing a report for me here on ESPN 93.5 at 8:47.
Good morning, Diane. It's Trevor Valise here with your Sports Center update. Recapping a lot of sports action from the weekend, but first we start with baseball. The Cardinals clinched the NL Central title. They'll be playing the Braves in the postseason starting Thursday. First pitch for Thursday's Game 1 in Atlanta is at 4 o'clock, and you can, of course, hear it right here on ESPN 93.5. And then on Friday, another afternoon start. First pitch at 3:37 p.m. right here on ESPN 93.5. As for the Cubs, they officially announced that Joe Maddon will not return as manager today. Theo Epstein speaking in his postseason press conference about why they decided to let Maddon go and what they're looking for their next manager.
When we fail to make the playoffs, especially with the second highest payroll in baseball, that is not something that is on the manager. When we fail to accomplish any of our goals, that is the responsibility, that is my responsibility as the leader of the baseball operation. So as a leader, it's really important to be accountable, and it's really important to take a really honest look at things that we can do better, things that I can do better. And that's something that we've been doing. It's something that we'll continue to do. Be honest with ourselves and find areas that we need to improve and then execute and improve in those areas. So you are likely to see change in this organization. I think this is a real opportunity when you fall short of your goals and fail to perform at the biggest moments as dramatically as we did. It provides a real opportunity.
Bears pick up a big win against the Vikings 16-6 despite Mitch Trubisky going down with a dislocated left shoulder. He'll be week to week, and backup Chase Daniel will likely start again at quarterback this week as they go to London to take on the Oakland Raiders. I'm Trevor Valise, and this was your SportsCenter update.
The Cardinals wrapped up the National League Central Division Championship on Sunday and now get set for the Atlanta Braves. The NLDS will begin for the Cardinals and Braves in Atlanta on Thursday, games 1 and 2 Thursday, Friday, before the series shifts back to St. Louis for game 3 on Sunday, game 4 if necessary Monday, game 5 if necessary in Atlanta on Wednesday. Cardinals chairman Bill DeWitt Jr.
We've competed every year, and you know, one thing or another, we haven't made the playoffs the last three, but we had a great run before that. You know, we want to keep it going, and so I think, you know, we've got a good concept of what we try to accomplish, and fortunately paid off.
Tonight, Washington hosts Milwaukee for the National League Wild Card game. The winner heads to Los Angeles to start the NLDS against the Dodgers. I'm Chris Raby on the Cardinals Radio Network.
And, of course, with the Angels firing Brad Asmus, that's another thing that's trending in the sports world. We also had the Steelers over the Bengals 27-3. NFL, the Illini taking on Minnesota. Of course, Minnesota beating Purdue over the weekend makes it interesting for us. You'll find out more details as Jeremy Warner's show starts at 9 o'clock here on ESPN 93.5. We've got your weather forecast to get to shortly.
You know, if you're looking for a great steak or you want some fall-off-the-bone ribs, you got to make the trip to Gifford to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and Hunter, well, they came in and brought ribs to us on the radio show the other day, and now I'm making plans to get back to Gifford to enjoy another slab, along with some homemade sides, homemade dressing for the salad, and, of course, ice-cold beer. They've got reasonable prices. It's a short drive away to the Long Branch Steakhouse on Main Street in downtown Gifford. Go check it out. Promise you won't be disappointed.
We've got your weather forecast, and it's brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. For all your janitorial and equipment needs, their reviews are in, and folks love Betsy and Brad Parks and the team. All awesome to work with. When it comes to your floors and your bathrooms, they're able to deliver at no additional cost. When it comes to some of the equipment, get rid of odors like food smells, mold, pets, smoke. CMI has some terrific products like Eat 'em Alive, Cucumber Melon, getting rid of all these bad odors. You can call 359-6262 or visit CMIclean.com. sunshine and a high 90 today. 71 our low tonight. Up to 87 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow, down to 67. 72 with more clouds and a chance of showers on Thursday. Friday's high at 67. Right now we're at 75 on ESPN 93.5. It's 8:52 on the first day of October.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
Great to have Stevie J checking in from the Netherlands today. And we had someone on the air describing the windmills with 15 members of the family living in that tiny windmill. I remember my mother having a 70-plus year relationship with someone over in the Netherlands as a pen pal. And actually, when Stevie J was in a different chapter of life and hosted a talk show over on Neil and Windsor in Champaign, he had my mom and her pen pal on when she came to visit, and I've been over there numerous times, seen the windmills. I have a pair of wooden shoes from the Min family in my garage. So it's just life-changing when you experience some of the Stevie J travels, and he's up and down the Mainz and Rhine River with some of the wine tours and seeing the great big castles and cathedrals. Really good stuff for 30-plus people with Stevie J travel this week. He'll be back on Friday. We'll be visiting with Coach Ditka and Brother Johnny, as usual. And I'm wondering how that show's going to sound, because Stevie will have traveled on the plane the night before. And sometimes that can be entertaining with the jet lag in itself. Bears and Raiders in London. Speaking of travel, that'll be interesting to see. ESPN 93.5, thank you so much for making us part of your day today. Some terrific deals today, including our work with Prospect Bank with that $100 to start a new checking account. As folks were texting in the word money to 359-2255. It was great to hear from Kelly Hill about the open house with Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation out in the country tomorrow. CUSF or CUSchoolsFoundation.org. If you'd like more details about our kids going out in the country and learning more about the farm and the animals and solar energy, really good stuff in our area. Thanks for being a part of the show. I'm Diane Ducey, Austin Berklin, with Jeremy Warner coming in the studio next on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy your day.
Looking for a cool way to-